Today is the 27th of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Guys, we are on the countdown to the end of April. By this time next week, we will be in May. That is 5 months or 4 months of the year gone just like that. And so I am so glad that I have decided that I would worship God every single day. And so I feel like my days this year have been fulfilled in a very, very good way. And I hope you feel the same way. And so with that in mind, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Psalms 121 verse 8. And it says this: "The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." And so, Father, we thank you that when we rise up, you are not only there, but you are watching over us. Almighty God, we thank you that when we return home at the end of our day, you are there escorting us home and welcoming us home. We thank you, most of all, dear Father, that when we leave this life and go to the next, you are there to escort us out of this life and welcome us home to the life with you forever. And so as we draw near to the end of our week, as we come to the end of a working week, and I reflect back on this week's worship, I am grateful to God for everything. And so today, I just want you to know that your faith is renewed, and that as you have worshipped in faith, and as you have sought his face, and as you have knocked on his door, that God shall open and you will find his face, and that everything that you have asked for, things seen and unseen, will come to pass. My prayer for you is that God blows your mind and does exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever, ever think and dream of. Let your faith arise with your worship today. Let your faith arise with your worship today. And I know it's hard sometimes, but as you go through your days, just begin to reassure yourself that God has everything under control, and that the best thing that you can do is go to your knees, go to your prayer closet, go to your worship, and just say, God, take all the glory, take all the honor, take all the adoration, and just tell him you're here. Father, we are here to worship you, to seek you, to honor you. Galatians 5 verse 5 says, "For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope." For through the Spirit, through his Spirit, we eagerly await. And that tells me two things. That one is through his Spirit, and that it is his Spirit we hold on to. And the fact that we are eagerly waiting means that we are expectant. We are expecting something to happen. We are expecting something to happen. So we eagerly await by faith because we are expectant. The righteousness for which we hope. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says, "For we live by faith and not by sight." Don't let your eyes deceive you, but begin to try and see things spiritually. Everything that happens in the physical has happened in the spiritual realm first. I said, begin to control the spiritual realm and you'll begin to see everything manifest in the physical. Just go ahead and lift up your worship. Lift up your worship. Lift up your worship. Lift up your worship. Lift up your song. Lift up your heart to Him. Father, we recognize that we cannot do this on our own. We cannot do this on our own. We need you more and more and more each day. Just lift up your worship. You don't have to sing a song. But just meditate on His word. Meditate on His promises. And just begin to renew your faith in Him. Begin to ask Him to build your faith. Begin to ask Him to renew your mind, renew your spirit, renew your heart. Just begin to ask Him. Just begin to ask Him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Makatarabaseke tiribushan, narabaseke tiribushan. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, worship Him. Won't you bow down and worship Him? Oh, Lord. Oh, worship Him. So we say, bow down and worship Him. Won't you enter in? Oh, enter in. Bow down, bow down, bow down and worship Him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on and enter in. Oh, enter in. Lord, consuming fire, sweet perfume, your awesome presence, let it fill this room. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, your presence, let it fill this room. Oh, this is holy ground. Yeah, yeah. For this is holy ground. Oh, oh God, for this is holy. We're standing on holy ground, so come and bow. Bow down.
Ephesians 6, verse 16 says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. I dare you today to take up that shield. I dare you today to stand face to face with the enemy and use that shield to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one.
All around.
And you know why? Because you are standing on holy ground. You are standing on holy ground and God has already given you that authority.
Yeah. Jesus now, oh Lord, for we are standing.
walking in His presence on holy ground.
Oh,
God.
And so our prayer this week has been, Heavenly Father, You alone are worthy of all our praise and worship, and we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart may be honoring and pleasing to You throughout this day, for You are a great and faithful God. We thank You that in Christ we come before Your throne of grace, wherever we are and no matter what time it is, for in Him we offer our praise, our prayers and supplication to You, knowing that Christ laid down His life for us so that in Him we can lay down our life before You in holiness and righteousness all of our days. Lord, we want to be the person You would have us be, and we thank You that Your faithfulness is new every morning. As we step into this new day, we ask that we are enabled through Christ to live out the events of our day in a way that is acceptable to You. Thank You for the many faithful and true promises that You have given to us, each of Your children. Guide us into all truth today, and may we walk in a way of righteousness to praise and glorify Your name. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. So I will see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. GMT time. I believe it's 12 a.m. PST and 4 a.m. EST time. I will double check that. But I am looking forward to worshipping with you all tomorrow. Stay blessed. Have an amazing day. Take care.